where we have a What's Up Fools here to spread.
We have a lot to go around these days.
We have Rodrigo Torres right here.
Casarig.
Co-host of the year, back to back.
Who told you?
And
we got Johnny Rocky right here, man.
Independent.
He just came fresh from getting his hair pulled by his ex-girlfriend. We got Lisa right here, Farrah Fawcett. We got our guest right here. Francisco Ramos, looking like a buff Rizzo.
Váyalo.
Looking like a buff Martin Rizzo.
He could play my little brother, right?
Yeah.
That's a sitcom right
Bro,
there.
Him and I when I was doing my movie, I'm Not Like That No More. He was gonna play my brother.
Yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah,
that would have been cool.
We were trying, bro. They got this other dude though.
Yeah. And I remember. Yeah, my brother, that was when I first just started. Brother, I was like, what?
My brother straight up said, "Yeah, I didn't like the way he looked."
Oh man, he rizzled some apple boxes.
He didn't portray me right.
Yeah, no, that was fun.
And the second time, Gene Pompa was doing his big ass premiere at the Staples Center, and it was no sleep for Brooklyn for me. I didn't know where I was, and he was gonna be my replacement, I think.
Really? For what?
Well, we were throwing out names.
Yeah.
Well, because Gene
you didn't
Pompa,
know.
Wait, I have no
your
idea.
Name was thrown out there.
Yeah, Felipe was on a good one,
uh-huh.
And it was
2009.
He was about to lose
or 8.
Yeah, around there.
It was a good money, bro.
It was a really? Good money gig that Gene Pompa
my rent
was,
for 4 months.
Yeah, Gene Pompa was doing a taping at
an hour
taping
with Voodoo.
With Voodoo playing as the house band on stage. Uh-huh. It was a big deal,
yeah.
Well, at the time. And then it ended up going nowhere, getting shelved. But Felipe was late showing up, and everybody was freaking out. And I didn't know where he was because we had a fight because he was on a good one, and he had disappeared. And so I texted him, and I was like, you know, you're going to lose a lot of money here. You know, we need money. And you're going to lose everything. This could pay. This is
Argentina.
I was like, this is our rent for the next couple of months.
But did you make it?
I made
and
it.
He made it.
Oh, man.
Somehow with the drug dealers.
They showed up, bro, ready. They smelled money.
When they have money, it's like, well, let's go.
And then, you know what? I had one beer, but I don't know if it was a stress or somebody roofied me, but I passed out in that green room after one beer. And then I was thinking, what if those fuckers like roofied my drink so I wouldn't interfere with you and the
everybody was showed up, bro. Even Tony Montana was there, bro.
Yeah, I was there.
He got roofy. Tony got
fucking that guy that looks like, hey, come with that.
Broham was there.
Shivago. I don't remember Broham.
Shivago was there. Damn, I don't remember him.
Everybody was there, yeah.
That's how I got in there.
Right.
Yeah, I was trying.
Well, I'm glad you
so
made
your
it.
Name popped up.
Yeah, so you were one of the names
one
that were throwing around as a possible replacement.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
But why did she get shelved, though? It looked like it wasn't supposed
something
to get shelved.
Something with the producers, like, not selling it or not doing anything.
The story I heard
Gene
is that
he
exchanged it for a case of wine.
Or a hat. And a hat.
They were selling your guys's, but Homeboy wanted to throw in his special, and they're like, no, we're cool.
What?
I think that was the, really?
Yeah.
So,
what? That's what I heard.
But his special.
First Showtime? The old one?
Well, yeah. Like, no. Yeah. What's his name? That Chicano to the Bone one.
Chicano to the Bone.
That was crazy because we did our special. Like, he hosted it.
Yeah.
And then the show ended. And then he did a one-hour special right after ours.
Mm-hmm. Really?
The classics.
Like, working his ass off, man.
Wow.
We have rooms.
Yeah, because he got that shit all together, right?
Yeah.
With AEG?
No.
GEI.
No.
Some dude with a lot of money.
ABC.
I forget. It was like Knights. That was Knights of Comedy or something, right?
Oh, Latin Knights.
British Knights.
Knights of Columbus.
I don't know who the producer was.
Not that
guy. That one white dude, that one Latina dude with
no,
a crisp shirt?
Two women. It was two women. And
Pat Buckles?
No, I wasn't involved. It was two women.
Casting director.
I remember.
Because I remember her before. Like, that's when I
she
first
was your manager,
saw
right?
No.
No.
But I remember her like the first time when I think I met like the whole kind of like Latino comics was when.
When did you show up?
Like 2000 and well, that was I mean I moved when 2006, but like when they had that what was that the Latin Comedy Festival thing?
That's when you came over?
No, that's when I just first started. So it was like the first year, 2 years that I was in
that
LA.
Was 2000 what? 7 or 8?
Yeah, 2000. I remember meeting you 2007.
Remember that? Yeah, and that was like
2007
the
Latino Laugh Festival.
Yeah,
yeah.
That one.
You were doing comedy then?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
That's when you met Leeds from.
Gotta ride, bro. Give some Willie, bro. Advice,
hey, bro. Go to sleep, bro.
Tell him he has to ride, dog.
bro, I'm just going to give you a notebook, bro.
I'm about to talk to you. He'll go with Larry Omaha, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Me and Jim. Love Larry.
2007?
That was the night you met Leeds. That was the weekend you met Leeds.
Leeds, yeah.
That was 2007.
Wow. So that was, you were in a festival?
Oh, the guy from
the furniture guy?
No, some
better, bro.
That's his line, is Leeds. But his name is Mike Gomez. And he's the Big Lebowski. Big Lebowski.
Oh,
the
God.
Cop.
He's the cop.
Oh, God. Yeah. God.
And he goes, man, you're going to find these guys, man? You have any possible leads? And then he goes, leads? Yeah, man. They got to work in shifts. They might add a couple of more detectives, man. Leeds.
Like, look for his shitty car.
That's funny.
He did a lot of stuff that day.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff, but that was what you guys all
ran.
Man,
we were all stars. We were starstruck, bro, because we're all Lebowski fans.
Yeah.
So you were not in the festival?
No, I was. I think I did, like, the new faces or whatever, you know, something like that. But I was, like, but that was, like, the first time that I started. Like, I saw, like, the, you know, your name, you know, the big names that I... From Latin, you know, the Latin comedy scene. That when I first moved here, I was like, "Oh, cool! Here,
where are you from, dude?"
Oh, okay. That was scary.
Where did you
wait,
from
bro?
That?
Were you? No, well, I was born in Venezuela, but I moved to the U.S. when I was 12, 13.
How come you don't live in Doral?
In Doral, yeah, right. So crazy, man. I was just there, and I got it.
You do the improv?
I did the improv, yeah, the Miami improv. But
a lot of Venezuelans over there,
it's
man.
Crazy.
It's like witness protection
program over
there.
But they don't speak English, so it's like a completely different thing. Like, there's like, oh, you do English? Like, yeah, but I don't speak English. I was like, well, then you're not going to understand it. I got in trouble there when I was in Miami.
Yeah, what happened?
Get your show.
Because I put a tweet and that I basically, you know, every Uber that I got was like, no, they didn't know English, and they didn't know where they were going.
Build the wall, man.
So I was like, so my joke was like, hey, man, it's like, this is like basically like I'm a cousin or an uncle from Venezuela is driving me around. You know, like that was the tweet, you know, comparing the Uber driver to my family. Fuck, the thing, I don't know, somebody picked it up and put it in an Instagram thing, and then the thing went like viral, like a semi-viral. And people are just going like, hey, fuck you. You think you're, they know I was Venezuelan, and they were like, hey, you think you're like better than me, because you're not like, it's like, you think you're better than Uber drivers? I was like, what the fuck? It's like, I was just comparing one thing to the other. It was
time
like,
to switch a lift, dog.
How many followers did you get?
How many what?
Followers you get from that tweet.
Actually, I got pretty much, yeah, yeah. No, it was a better, you know what I mean? It was like a good tweet, because it was like 80-20. You know what I mean? 80 people liked it. 20 people were just being like, you know, like comments, I guess.
That's not cool, man.
But that's the thing with now. Like, everything that you put, everybody reads it how they want to read it. Yeah. And they're always going to fucking complain about anything. It's like a baby with like a candle. Like, ah,
me,
fuck that baby.
Context. You know?
Me, I get mad. Like, I get like, I take it personal. Like, if somebody posts a photo of me and there's something on the bottom talking shit, and the person who posted the photo then talk back, I'm like, what the fuck?
You're not defending me.
You put my photo up, but you're not going to back me up on somebody talking shit? Fucking put my phone down, you weak motherfucker.
You're going to go hide, dog.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Go start your vegan tacos.
Yeah, but did you answer
they
back?
They got offended at this fool.
Yeah.
In D.C., bro.
For
they,
what?
They run the fucking... Man, they...
Wait, what?
He rushed us out because I said, I have a gay cousin. I said a joke about it, and that guy, you can't go out.
Oh,
really?
You're like the Dice Man at the MTV Music Awards in 1991.
Yeah, when he was
Take up, bend
the Secret Service dragged out of there.
Wow. But do you answer back to people that come
in? Hell no, I don't even read them, bro.
Yeah, right? It's not worth it, right? That's what they want you to do. That's what they want you to do. They want you
to
fucking.
I don't have time, bro, to read a sad ass comic. Comment.
Comment.
It's usually like comics, you know, who are just sad, you know, and they get a new they put up a new name, talking shit, trying to get under your skin.
Yeah,
you know, man, I do the same thing to my family, but
in life, not on Twitter.
Talk about your diarrhea in third grade.
The world's a stage.
Man, I guess in group text with I'm in group text with my family. It's so annoying.
On WhatsApp or what?
In WhatsApp, yeah, yeah, and it's like. And it's always like, they just, I don't know, like, do they work? It's like, it's always like prayers, and it's always at the end, it's like, hey, send this to 100 people or you're going to die tomorrow. It's like,
God save with Venezuela.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, that's another thing, too.
You like Mexican food?
Do I like Mexican food? Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
all of it, like tacos de tripas, buche, cabeza, sesos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What else is there, bro?
Lengua.
Cabeza. Grape.
It's like a zombie special. Bro, you know
the, we're talking about the best taco I ever had, bro, when I was fucking high as hell. I got to the fucking taco truck before they closed, and he had on top of the grill, he had leftover carne asada, chorizo, but it was all burned. Uh-huh. And I say, make me a taco. Is that great shit? And I took that tortilla and scraped it all off, bro. It was crunchy, bro. It was like eating Skittles, bro, but all meat.
I love that shit.
It's good.
Did you taste the rainbow?
I just put lemon and a little bit of salsa and fucking well, put everything that needs to be there, bro. And just eat it, bro. It was like...
That's kind of like making your own chicharrón, no?
Uh-huh. It, where is the chicharrón?
Well, that's funny. But speaking of chicharrón, I have my girlfriend. She's from North Carolina. She's like, so the other day went to this.
You scraper?
I scraped her. I was like, yeah. She tastes the rainbow, you know? But like, we went to like this taco place, Guisados, you know, and like the.
Downtown?
Yeah. No, the one in like Santa Monica. But the lady, you know, she was like, oh, I was like, do you want chicharrón? And the girl who's working, she's like, does she know what chicharrón
is? So I guess every night. I
give her the crunchy stuff. Hold your breath.
And then she's like, and then I had it. And she's like, this is pork rinds. Or like pork. It's like pork. It's like, yeah. It's like, but it's funny. Like, it's like, well, does she know? I don't think she can handle the chicharrón. But she did. She handles it.
But she did.
Let her know that a piece of chicharrón is 20 pieces of bacon stacked together.
With the skin out.
With the skin. Which it is, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. The one that where you go to like in those Latin supermarkets and they have the one that's like the crunch.
La Vallarta.
La Vallarta. Yeah, yeah. That's the one that goes.
The giant one.
The skin, and they have
the torso skin.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, that's the one I got in the La Vallarta, by Victory Boulevard, right there. And I always get a...
Right there, you can buy a fucking 64-ounce Tampico gallon of fucking
Well, you want to...
Drink
went
it
to the
during an ice raid. Check it out. Damn.
Well, I went to the Vallarta, and they still have, like, an aisle for, like, Hispanic food. I'm like...
Goya?
I was like, but the whole supermarket is Hispanic. It's like, why do you still have an aisle? That's for Hispanic.
Super Hispanic.
Goya has to sell their stuff.
Super Hispanic. Yeah. This is for like the real.
There's
a bodyguard there to enter the aisle.
Imagine, bro, they made fucking pupusas out of just grape.
Man.
I think pupusas.
That would be better. Hey, you know what, though? I know. Have you guys ever seen tamales in a can?
They're
not that bad, dog.
They're good. I've had them. Whole mail comes with three of them.
Yeah, dog. They white trashed me up like, one night.
They're
dog.
In a fucking. They're in a little. They're wrapped in a little wax paper.
You can
deep fry them or microwave them.
Yeah, dude.
Like a tuna.
Standing
but pretty soon there's gonna be people pupusas in a can, dog.
No way.
There has to be.
She said when she was growing up, she used to eat a vegan Frank's in a can.
Oh yeah, they had vegan hot dogs.
That's funny.
They sell vegetarian ones. Yeah, they sell Vienna sausages.
Yeah, but they're not vegan.
No, I know that.
Processed dog.
But that day was all badass. They were eating the Vienna sausage and crackers.
Felipe, this is una delicia.
What's up, boo? So you still doing those Spanish comedy shows?
Yeah. I don't know when we're gonna do the next one, but that's the whole point, is to start doing it more and more, just to get more.
We did one in San Diego, man. I did an hour.
Nah, wow.
Yeah,
that's great.
I scraped an hour. But it's funny, man, because everybody's there. Like, perform from Mexico, and they have their own style, mm-hmm. and then it's us just doing American stand-up in Spanish.
Yeah. But it's like, but I think that's the thing. It's like, I think that's what I want
to do. We have our own style.
Yeah, like, that's what I want to do, is Spanish with the American style, or the American stand-up.
We're doing, we're doing an all-Spanish show at the Comedy Store, May 16th.
We haven't added the date. We haven't added it to the Comedy Store website yet.
We haven't, but we'll be there.
We'll announce it soon.
Be Luis Sotelo.
From San Diego, Tijuana.
San Diego, Tijuana. His homeboy with the glasses. Oh, I forget his
Joel name. Sotomayor.
Joel Sotomayor. Okay. And your dad, Jack, bro.
Hey, go, mi papá, el argentino.
Pinche argentino.
That's
the way he talks, but do it, bro.
¿Qué es lo que está pasando? A mí me gusta el agua de aquí. Porque aquí no tiene excremento humano. Como
exactly, I feel like a magician, bro.
Claro. It seems like a sad clown or something.
you know, we had a fucking sold-out show, right? Like 80 people? 80?
Yeah, probably. Should,
100 or 100.
It was hot as fuck.
It was packed, right? And and there was nowhere to sit. And but you know how comedians come out of the show, like Martin Moreno, every time he kills, they came to laugh. Eh?
It or was pandemonium.
Somebody, somebody that bombs has to acknowledge something, right? But I'm not saying that this comedian bombs, but he's funny in his own way. I don't know what the fuck he's saying, bro.
But he goes,
Este cuarto está regalado.
Aquí la audiencia está regalada. Ven especialmente. Entonces, voy a decir una cosa.
Is this the Argentinian dude?
Yeah, this one, when that fool walked up, I'm like, who the fuck is this one? This fool's all, hey, everybody, this is my daddy. We just started laughing.
Oh, really?
I never seen him in my life, dude.
What's his name again?
What is
Jack Palix.
Jack Palix.
P-A-L-I-X.
Me llaman Jack Palix.
And his Instagram is Pinche Argentino.
Pinche Argentino.
Hasta Los Ángeles.
Sí, me gusta la carne, la carne roja.
That's like, have you probably heard of that compayazo, that guy? Have you heard of that guy?
I've heard of him. I never really seen this stuff though.
I just saw, because I know the guy from like another. Chibirichi or something like that, or like he's another different name. But like he became. But he became popular because he was doing that.
I'm just saying it that way.
Some show like in Estrella TV, it's kind of like America's Got Talent thing.
Yeah.
And like they needed something like a comic or something.
Un payasito.
And they're like, hey, just put this mask on. It's like a crazy Ed mask of a clown. And then the guy's like, I'm the compayazo. And he's just doing crazy. He's just saying like fuck and puta in like in fan. That's his whole bit.
Puta, aquí estoy en el drenaje, abajo del agua, como el payasito eat.
John Rocco was there just eating.
French fries were good.
We're good.
What's up, boo? Okay, man. Now we got that out of the way. Listen, man, we need some people to show up to Tacoma, Washington, man. Tickets are light.
I was just there and
so total in coverage, dog.
I was in Tacoma just a week ago.
The comedy club?
No, just the city.
just walked
around.
You know. Show?
No, I was doing colleges. Oh, yeah,
How many colleges you do that week?
I did like six.
In 1 week?
Yeah. In Washington?
Oh, what?
That's cabrón, but I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, because I had to do like Asia.
They were all group.
They were all like an hour away.
And they were off on the state. They were on one paycheck or different paychecks?
No, one different paychecks.
Oh, like, sometimes,
six
like,
yeah.
Okay, one time,
you get like one for one of it,
bro. Yeah, you got lucky, dog. Like one time when I was there the first year, like I got some gigs, cause my price was too high. Just say my price was $2,500 per show.
Mm-hmm.
These 10 colleges try to who are locally,
they block,
try to come in and try to block. I say, hell no! I'm not going to be driving 1 hour here, 1 hour there for these $2,500. Who am I, Dylan Garcia?
No, they're going to say me, because that's what I did.
Who am I, Francisco Ramos?
Like, it's like, hell no. I'm like, I just did that last week.
No, but
should have said hell no.
Because I asked you right now. You said no.
No, he said he did.
Oh, you did?
I did. I mean, it was like the block booking of like, let's just call. Like, it's not like anyway.
So now the NACA that week.
But it was different paychecks, so it makes it look like it's more.
So now the NACA that year, that was my price, I guess, right? It was too much, too high for everybody.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really nobody. Bro, this how many people came for me. Zero. I always like saying this, man. Josh Wolf.
Yeah.
That fool ran a ticket, bro. I gave him my.
Really?
He ran a slips.
No, it's hard doing those things. It's just like, it's especially like the afterwards when you have to say hi.
Bro,
to
I'm it. Competing next to a fucking margarita machine right here.
Got a unicycle.
For real?
Yeah.
Everybody that wants to sell their shit shows up to the National Association of College Activities. And the big fat shake starts there, bro. Like, this guy shows up with fucking $2 million.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know what? I got fucking $5,000 for the Rigo to show up 1 year. This year, I got a fucking fucking Johnny Rocket a show for $1,000 at the end of the year. Oh, I'm going to get this whole carnival for $50,000.
Yeah, I'm going to get a juggler.
I'm going to get this juggler to show up. I'm going to get this magician. You know what? I love that fucking little pony. He's going to show up. An emotional pony.
Bro, it's like a rich Willy Wonka.
Let me tell you, bro. The hardest working people there are the comics, basically, because we show up, bro, with no...
Nothing.
With no fucking... gimmicks, bro. No fucking
guitar, shirts or whatever.
We don't really have our own water, bro, when we get there.
Yeah.
Then you got motherfuckers, bro, who are scammers, bro.
Oh, yeah, it's like...
You got fools like...
What's the example of scammers?
Okay, here's one.
It's a car salesman.
Here goes. Orale. My name is Jose Suarez, a Chicano activist, bro, a Chicano guy. I'm not saying they're Chicano because this is what I... When I was doing a comedy show with Luke Torres and Ruby Quintana at MIT, we were supposed to get paid well, right? But, you know, man...
Child support, motherfucker.
Ruby Quintana owed child support, and they found out he was going to be there, and they took the check.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, but I went to Harvard.
Masa rasa.
Yeah.
Oh,
so what's all these fucking scammers? What do they do?
So okay, there was a guy there who was just a regular cholo who said that he grew up he was thrown out in the streets. He was a heroin addict, but then he graduated from college
from the Puente program.
So that's what he was saying, bro. He graduated from college, and then he just took and then he went up there, bro, like doing a whole Chicano sketch, bro, that he made up. It was whack as fuck, dude.
Like, super whack.
Hey, Holmes, where you from, man? You think you're all smarty? Orale. And he starts doing this whole monologue, and that was me 20 years ago, Holmes.
Okay.
And this guy fell off the wagon that weekend, bro.
Oh, that's the guy that was at MIT with you guys, the college scam artist.
Yeah, he was there doing a one-man show with us. Like, he'll do a one-man show during the day, and then a comedy show started at night. So the students saw him first, talking to his little speech about, you know, pretty much a speech that anybody could do who had a struggle, who overcame anything. You know, you overcame gluttony, bro, whatever.
Now, those people.
You know what I'm talking about.
The Latino organizations eat that shit up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they love that. They love that because that's
adversity.
Because right I'm there, bro.
They just want you to, like, it's everything diverse. And then you go to the colleges, and it's like nobody's there from the club. It's like
you got a
just
fat
there.
Check, bro. That guy got a fat check.
Yeah.
We
got to
go up there like the Beastie Boys.
And then you got people, you got rappers who are rapping all positive, but you know the motherfuckers ain't positive off the
shit, you the one that
I hate following them, man.
Yeah. No, whenever you have to follow, like, I had to follow a thing. It was like spring break, whatever. It was like balloons and fucking
Poly Shore.
Boom, 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 boom. And then you're like, hey, what's up, guys? So, everybody just fucking went through a whole rush of like adrenaline of like ecstasy. They're like, all right. And then you're like, hey, what's up, guys? How are you guys?
Everybody caught a free t-shirt.
Man. They were selling the shotguns with
the t-shirt can.
Or they put you against, you got to follow somebody that's doing like a poet that's very like sad about like death and stuff.
I was
like
just
that.
Talking, I was just going to say that, bro. You got to grow here. Yeah, I was victimized in two colleges. You can't do your sex jokes no more.
And then,
from Horny University.
And then, like, all right, that was fun. Everybody, give it. You want ready for some laughs? Like,
rape this guy with laughter.
Yeah.
I think we have Fred Stoller here. He said he lost the crowd with saying, women schmevin.
Yeah.
Women schmevin.
And everybody's PC there, huh?
Oh, yeah. You have to keep like, very, computer. Like, yeah, very, very Dell, you know, no. But it was, it's like, fuck it. I do, you know, I've gotten used to it now. It's more of a thing, like, obviously it pays well and other things. And then, you know, you kind of like work on material because it's like the shows are hit or miss. You know, literally it's like either one show, like you're doing, like the last one I just did out there in North Carolina, it was like actually.
Your background, Coke Machine.
No, actually, more of like a just like a whole a refrigerator by itself, full of milk. That's pretty much it. No, they put you in front of a cafeteria and they're like, "Hey, just
you
do
don't
it.
Know food."
And you gotta.
I've
fucking
only done
do
one,
though. Oh, I know those are
too many to remain, man.
It tests your soul.
You know, it hurts more if you have a TV credit. You know, if you don't have TV, if you have not like that many TV credits, you're right. But you know, like when you up there, man, like. You want something, you know, or you were last coming standing, or whatever, man. You were on a Tonight Show. Because now you're there at San Antonio doing a show at 3 p.m.
I feel like I'm better than
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
He goes, they just don't know.
Every time I do this show, I'm going like, what am I doing? What should I be? And also,
the same thing he was doing at the last show.
And this is when they introduce you. It's kind of like, all right, you're ready? Okay. You guys ready, Francisco? That's it. I'm like, no, what the fuck? You're like, no. I'm like, you got to go up there. I'm like, oh,
go
guys.
Up there like Willie, huh?
I have to, like, you know, it's like, give some credits at least so people know who the fuck you are.
Have a thong contest, bro.
No, it's
high. So like this. Are you guys ready? Hey, Tim, lower the fucking volume, dog.
Feedback.
Sorry, he's a sophomore. He don't know what he's doing. Sorry. We have an extension cord. Then you see the janitor coming all angry, bro. Like he comes back with a fucking extension cord, and you know that fool is angry. Dog.
He's mumbling. His
he's
name.
Mumbling, bro. You know why? Because he has to roll that motherfucker up.
He's like union worker.
He's rolling in that shit, going like this. You know, here it is, man. Then he goes. Then he looks at you like he feels sorry for you now. Like,
no, there was one where it's like they didn't have a mic. And I got there. I'm like, I'm not doing. I asked him.
You do voices.
But I told him, I'm not doing the show. I told him, I'm not doing it. They're like, it's like, you want me to do a mic? It's like, the only thing that gives the actual of a show is the mic. If not, I'm just a fucking homeless guy screaming.
I thought you were a soldier. Bro, I did a show like that, and the comedian went up before me. He was pretending he had a microphone, bro, like this. I felt embarrassed for him, bro. Yeah. Well, I said, I ain't going up, too, man.
Huh? No.
I mean, you guys got to find something, man. Give me the fucking cashier's mic, something, bro. I'll do the mic show for the cashier. Are you the cashier, man?
Oh, he pretended to have
a mic. Yeah, he was going to do what's up, everybody.
Oh, I did one where it was like, where they had you like, it was the show, and it was like the old, like everything was going on at the same time. So it was the show, and then they had like people like eating ice cream, another person piercing, another thing. And I'm like, so you're doing a show like that, and then a monkey came on stage, a guy dressed in a monkey, and I'm like, what
drop
the
kick that fool.
I was like, what the fuck is it? And then you just gotta go with it. You can't say fuck, you can say, what the fuck is this? You gotta go like, that's funny, while the fucking monkey's there.
Hey, the monkey had good weed though.
What?
They got, that's the imagine, your show's bad. He has to audition too.
How to hold a banana.
The monkey had that like that.
He didn't pretend to hold a microphone like this.
There's somebody that got cut
a brush.
From the to be a monkey. They auditioned. They're like, you're not going to make it. I'm like, what? Okay, I'm just a guy in a fucking monkey suit.
Sesame Street comedy over here.
Didn't ever happen to me, man, because I'm not good looking, right? But you ever had that fat chick that picks you up at the college trying to make out with you?
Oh, yeah. No.
You're like, nah, I'm good. I'm not saying she's fat, but she's usually like
I'm not into fat chicks.
That should be in Slivery over that show.
Uh-huh. Shrill.
Which show is that?
It's a Hulu show.
Have you seen
show.
The show yet?
I still haven't
Come
seen
Come on,
it.
Bro.
With that girl.
Shrill?
I'm watching The Godfather.
What is it about?
With that girl from SNL, Addie something. She's a big girl, chubby girl.
Yeah.
But the show is like 8 episodes, I think. Or maybe 6. It was really short. It was good.
But what is it about?
It's about her going through life and dating shitty guys and you know being the fat girl at work and all this stuff and like her boss is a dick and all. It's good.
awkward.
I don't know. But it's based on a book.
Oh, okay.
And that was the title of the book.
She be shrill.
You know, what's the farthest college you've done? And you say, what the hell am I?
I just I did one on Maine on like Farmington, Maine. It was and they put me in, you know, also they put you in the hotel. It's always like fucking, it's like this was like a fucking thing from like a horror movie. It was like there was a lake in there. Like one lady came in, and as soon as I got in, I'm like, you must be Francisco. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm gonna get killed. Like she already knew who I was. I'm like, welcome to the inn.
We got your mic over here. Go make a fist.
Fistful of steel, dog.
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, I've been. It's like, and it's always like you land and you gotta drive. Like 2 or 3 hours to the little town when there's nothing there, and then you do the show, and then you gotta wake up really early to go back to take the next flight back. It's like, and so people's like, oh, you visit a lot. I'm like, no, I'm just
in and out.
In and out is like you can't see, and it's always little towns. It's not really a time to you like really big cities where you can.
I did like Cedar Rapids, and that was like a very small town.
Okay, yeah, I've done Cedar Rapids.
A lot of Latinos were at that show.
Yeah,
and I mean, when I was driving, some guy recognized me and. in the fucking freeway, bro.
Ah.
And I was like telling the guy who drove me, you know that person? He goes, yeah, you have his phone number? Well, you want me to call him? Yeah, call him, man. Ask him if he has any weed. So the next day, I don't know if I did the if I got up in the morning, if I did the show the night. No, I never show up at a college. I do a show. I never been there the night before to do a college.
Yeah.
I showed up the day of.
Yeah. So I showed up real early. I must have showed up real early then, because they showed me around town. I went to downtown, and I remember I went to the thrift store.
Uh-huh.
And I bought a projector, an old movie projector, and I bought the movie, the camera for it too.
Oh wow!
It
worked. Super 8,
Super 8 camera, and it worked. But we never developed the camera. I bought it for $59.
Nice.
And I took it with me.
You still have it?
Hell yeah!
Does it work?
It's almost impossible to find people to process that film, though.
There you go.
Ooh. I'm telling you,
Johnny.
I found one place, but I gotta
Echo
ship
Park.
It off.
Echo Park.
There's gotta be some.
Well,
like,
tell me where to go. I'll have our assistant go because I ain't going down.
Wait,
there.
I know where. I know.
Have you ever done the thing when they have to talk at? They want like, hey, you want to go to dinner after the show? I'm like, no.
I hate going to dinner, bro.
Because you have to. It's another show.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not gonna do another show because now. Because they saw you doing funny, and now you're like, huh? Now they're like,
you got to be on.
Yeah, you got to be on again. And I'm like,
I went through.
Fuck that.
I think it's
like, Washington. Pay me again.
Yeah, right.
I think it's Seattle, Washington. That college.
Yeah.
They always take you to dinner after that college. Like, it's like almost mandatory, man.
Oh, really?
And I remember I went, and it was cold, dude. It was cold. And Chris Reed from Kid and Play, he was on the show with us, with Edwin San Juan. And he was wearing one of those thin fucking silk shirts. But he's from Philadelphia. I guess that this kind of cold is shit to him.
Yeah.
And that fool, like, and I was like, I wanted to, like, go back to my room and get stoned, you know, with Edwin San Juan.
He's in his house party clothes.
I'm going to leave, man. These motherfuckers trying to have, they're having, oh, man, really going to have a chicken wing eating contest right now? So I just said, listen, man, let's have a hot wing eating contest instead, just to end it, right?
Yeah.
Who eat the hottest? Because nobody could have joined that. And I fucking took a big bite, burned the fuck out of my mouth.
It
burned for a day and a half.
Really?
Oh.
Anyway, they dropped me off, and kid ended up going with them still to the club. Because they're going to have a party for us at the club and everything, a table. And I said, I'm good. I done my show already.
Yeah, it's just milking you guys. Just more time with you. Like,
yeah, they want to, like, they're getting their money.
We missed the show. Tell them a joke.
Next time.
That's fine.
Nah, do they give you the check or already mailed to your agent?
Man, that's another thing, too. It's always like, well, we had a trouble with the billing office, and it's always like, we're going to have to mail
pizza maker,
it.
Bitch.
I'm fucking take this refrigerator
like,
full of milk.
Because that's the sort of thing that, like, after you do the bad show, that when they do this, you're like, okay, that was worth it. You know, but when they're like, you know, you always get it, but it's annoying when you're
on
like,
that face.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah, it's always like.
You got to remember, okay, I didn't get the check from that one, whatever.
Yeah, you have to, like, No, I mean,
follow up.
It is what it is. It's like the other day it's like, well, it could be, it's like either that or you could be doing something else, like, you know, so at least it's like,
I did.
Yeah.
The hardest thing is getting to the things to me. It's like,
I did exactly what you did, bro. In 2008, I was working for a guy and, he booked all the colleges already.
Yeah.
And then he gave me $1,500 to go with him. He flew me out and he drove me with him. Andy Kern.
Okay. But he undercut NACA prices, basically. Like,
yeah.
He would do his own.
Bro, let me tell you what time.
Oh, really?
And then he'd book his own comic.
Yeah, so, dude.
Oh, wow. Okay.
When we were in Chico State. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was still getting $1,500, right, for the whole week. Or 17. Which was still good.
That's what
I agreed upon, right?
Yeah.
But when I finished the show, they thought I was the main dude.
Oh, really?
So they gave me his check, and I was all mad, bro. It was like 5 G's.
Really?
Damn.
Five.
Getting charged 5 G's?
He was charging 5.
For a show?
To put up a show.
Wow. Oh, because it's different comics?
So I was headlining, though.
Oh,
he was the host.
Oh,
but he was a guy, he was a showrunner. He was the guy who could put the show together.
Oh, God.
But he came in and undercut whatever the pay was.
Yeah.
But still, man. Still,
that's a lot. Yeah.
Still good, though, for him.
Yeah.
So I agreed to go there for $1,500. And then I did the same thing in San Antonio, but they're like 7 colleges.
Wow.
And 3 elk lodges.
Elk lodges?
Yeah, Elks.
Yeah, yeah. He booked a lot of those BFWs. Wow. And
got it.
I was hustling. Thank you for those $2.
Does that, and did you ever have to do like the famous, like, do you have to be clean, or like Christian colleges where you have to like come talk about like sex?
Well, no, I'm no Christian college, hallelujah.
Make jokes.
The
about
cleanest
the
show I ever had to do was I did a show and it paid really, really well, man. It was at the for Walmart.
Oh, okay.
And Bentonville, Arkansas.
Okay.
It's where Walmart lives, bro.
Was it where the kid became famous? That like the
yodeling kid.
The yodeling kid.
Nope. It was at it was in the indoor where he lives, bro. His indoor.
Oh, like his house.
You got the 2% Walton there.
Everybody was there, dude. Wow. But I was like, I did a show for the Latinos.
Oh, okay.
The Latinos who are involved with all the fucking WalMarts.
Got it.
Like the Bronx, Queens, New Mexico, Fresno.
Wow.
You name it, where there's the Latinos, those fools were there.
Yeah. Wow.
Telling me about all the tricks.
What tricks about what?
You know, bro, the tricks. You don't have kids?
No.
Okay, one day you have a daughter and she's going to find out.
I thought tricks were for kids.
They are for kids, bro. Your daughter finds a doll, man, laying somewhere in Walmart floor and it says, please take me to the photo studio for a reward. And when you get to the photo studio, you get a reward and then they con you into buying photos.
Okay. All right. I totally thought you were going someplace else.
They need like a dressing room. They need like a teddy bear. They always need like a teddy bear in the kids' dressing room, too.
Subliminal marketing?
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I mentioned that on stage, they died. Bro.
I thought it was like you were like.
And Walmart had a funny little dance.
Real retail tips.
And Walmart had the little dance when they hire everybody, when they have the corporate meetings, and they do those stupid ass fun games that corporate people do. Yeah. There's a dance that everybody do that's ridiculous.
Really?
You know it, right?
The Walmart dance?
Similar, bro.
All I know is a chicken dance. They make everyone go quack, quack, quack.
For Walmart?
No, just for businesses, companies,
really?
Parties.
You had to do that?
Yeah, it sucks.
The chicken dance? Wow.
Wow. Well, we got back from a wedding.
yeah, and pull your dance.
What's up? Boom! So we started off in LA. We're at the Comedy Store Improv.
The Comedy Store was the first one I started. That's when I started working there. I worked there for like 2 years, and then I, you know, from like 2000, you know, during the Tommy days when it was like the Comedy Store was dead kind of thing, and like worked there, got passed. I stopped working there, and then you know, eventually started doing other shows around and stuff like that. But like. Comedy Store is where I became a comic, I say. You know, where I...
Are you a paid regular?
Yeah. My name's on the wall next to...
What's up? Where at? To the... Bring me Eigendog.
Next to a pipe somewhere. in the corner or somewhere, you know, but you'll find it there.
A pipe.
No, yeah.
Mine's in front of the main room door.
Right. That's great. I seen that one. Yeah,
I put it there myself.
Wait, you can do that?
You did? Because I thought it used to be in the front by Roseanne Barr. It got moved.
No, it's still in the main room.
No, you have two. No, I think you have like several ones.
Well, really? Do they have multiple?
I think it's like
still in the main room. It's still on top.
No, there's one like the big one. And then there's another ones where the walls are. I think you have like two.
Yours used to be in front by Roseanne Barr.
It's still there.
And then there's the one in the back.
It's still there. One in the back.
The one in the main room is still there.
Yeah.
They just moved it in a different location.
Yeah, but I mean, there's two.
There's two? What's up?
There's one in the back when you're going in through the hallway.
I didn't know that was there.
Yeah, you have like two.
What's up then?
But I thought it was moved because I only remember the one in the front.
Maybe
I
should have asked for spots.
Did you ever meet Mitzi?
Yeah.
You did?
I met her when I showcased and I said hello to her when Freddie Soto died at the funeral.
Oh, wow.
She called me over.
Godfather
stuff? Call for spots.
Call for spots? Like in the funeral?
Yeah.
Wow. That's very Mitzi. That's typical, like.
You don't come around no more.
Wow.
I went there, like, remember, I don't know if you remember, like, it was dead. And we were having a Comedy Store Christmas party, and Pauly Shore had to ask people to come, like, verbally. Because they were having, like, a little party.
Yeah.
Mitzi bought a lot of food, but nobody was coming for the food. And Pauly Shore was asking all the comedians at the OR, are you going to come down? There's so much food.
Really?
Buddy. Wow. Were you there, fool?
Yeah.
We were there with only us, right? Me, you, Rick Ramos.
Rick Ramos.
You some Rick Ramos, bro.
Yeah. Rick. Yeah, yeah.
He related to Rick Ramos?
I think so.
From Tucson to Venezuela, huh?
Yeah.
One of those Tucson?
Yeah, he's like, he was the only we became two Ramos, you know, when he was there. But yeah, he was like, what is he doing? Is he still performing?
This fool said he was valeting cars.
Yeah,
he's Frank?
Rizzo.
I mean Rick.
Well, yeah.
At AMC, he's in the movies.
Yeah. Wait, he's valeting car. Like, really?
Yeah.
I thought he was like a teacher.
I can't was do a that teacher. No more.
Really?
But he has his podcast about movies or films.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
Rick loves movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm bother, man.
You have a podcast too, right?
Yeah. Time with Nick and Johnny.
It's still going on?
Yeah, it's surprising me too. We do it like once a week.
You've been consistent in that once a week?
Pretty much, like I said, last month.
How many episodes already?
We're on like 87 or something.
Damn,
I thought you had more.
Episode 56 is up, folks.
Damn.
What's your
Yeah, podcast? Yeah, man.
Yeah,
you started before George or after George?
Before.
You have a podcast?
I do, actually. It's called F&F Podcast. It's with Fabricio, the Chilean guy.
Oh, yeah.
And we do it like in English and Spanish. So, like, we both do like same episode, English and Spanish.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we're short, you know, we do it like one in Spanish and one in English, but talking about kind of like the same, but it's not the same, you know, but it's in English and Spanish. Yeah.
That's crazy, man, doing all those colleges.
Yeah. It's too much. I mean, I wish I could just do more clubs.
Sometimes I would feel like I'm man, if I didn't know that I was a comedian, I would think that I was a hitman. Because I'm going to be here for one day.
The professional.
I'm not going to talk to nobody.
And it's funny, too. Like,
it's funny because I don't know if you saw the documentary about the comedian on the road. And,
which one?
The one was Kira Stotolovich. And I'm in it, too. A lot of comedians. They always talk about bombing.
Okay.
It's
what's it called?
I'm dying. No, not I'm dying up here.
Dying Laughing.
Dying Laughing.
The Sully McCollum movie?
Got it.
Yeah.
Sully?
Check out the documentary, Dying Laughing. Anyway, Kira talks about that. Because she does the role a lot, too.
Yeah.
Then you don't think about it, right? So somebody says that. She said, yeah, sometimes, man, like, the only people I talk to are the people that check me into the hotel room and the people that give me a ride to the show, and that's it.
Yeah, no. And it's funny. It's like
you get used to that without even noticing, huh?
And sometimes just even going to the colleges and just you going in there and, like, nobody says anything. It's like anybody can just walk in. And I'm like, I go, like, where's the security in here? Like, literally, like,
I could, like, literally.
How safe am I?
Nobody says anything. I just walk in into the thing, like, nothing. And I always feel like a creep just driving around. Because they always,
clone.
They never tell you, because I rent the cars. And they're like, hey, where can I park? It's always like, oh, you can park in lot A. And I'm like, I don't know where the fuck lot A is. So I'm driving around. Man, a guy, you know, just driving around at night in a fucking college campus. Slow. Slow. Like, it's like, yeah, this guy's like fucking crazy. You know? So it's like, that's the shit. It's like, it's always like the whole thing is like, what's annoying is like, it's always by yourself. Like, it'd be awesome if you can bring people, you know what I mean? Because then you can have like, it's different, but, like, it's cool when you meet, like you said, when you have other comics in the show, and it's a different shit.
How long have you been a Willie Barcena sparring partner?
Are you thinking I'm Nick Guerra, or?
Adam Hunter.
Hey,
You never had.
We just figure everybody's been through it.
No, he never, you know, I never, well.
You never seen him?
I know, I saw him mostly at the Haha and stuff like that, and but, like, you know.
Never seen you out of the corner of his eye?
No, I was being kind of like, hey, young, bro. You know, I never did anything to, you know, I've heard the stories. So I was kind of like, kept myself kind of like far and be like, hey, what's that? You know. But yeah, no, I've never did any. I heard the stories. So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to. I never. And he's like, hey, that's my
you
joke.
Ain't gonna
I'm
like, rub that bottle to get like, a genie out?
That's my joke. You're from Venezuela, too?
My grandpa's from there, bro.
I say, I'm from Verdugo, bro. Who have you opened up with? Big comics?
Sebastian. Did that.
Cetina? Whack. Oh, no, I'm just kidding, man. Sebastian Cetina's cool.
Yeah, Albert's cool as hell.
Albert's cool, man. I did the Acapulco tour with him.
Who?
Iguanas, too?
Iguanas, bro.
Who's Albert?
No, Sebastian Cetina.
That's his real name.
Oh, really? Wait, he changed his name?
His name is named after Sebastian Bach, the singer guy.
Oh, really?
I'm out of here, dog.
What? What do you mean you're out of here? What are you guys? Hey, get back here.
Are you serious?
You guys didn't know that?
He named himself Sebastian after Sebastian Bach.
He's like, oh, he used to wear leather pants in high school.
Are you kidding?
I'm not. Did you know him in high school?
No. Well, that motherfucker's like 60 years old. Wait, so you guys talked about him.
His real name is Albert, and then he.
I don't know whether they laughed in Bodine is or something.
His whole demeanor changed.
Like, yeah.
Like, he doesn't even look like an Albert.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, bro. His name is Bobito, bro.
Little Bob.
And he's like, well, I'm going to change to. It's just because of that when he started doing
show business. He was going to be, he was like a soap opera star, right?
Not zippier.
Exactly. Yeah.
He was a
soap episode, bro.
Days of Our Lives.
Mamá Campanita. Los ricos también lloran.
María Mercedes.
El proficio.
Dos mujeres, un camino.
Dos mujeres.
Dos mujeres, un pepino. Starring Eric Estrada.
That's a porn.
Puro entierro aquí, paisano.
He got paid the most money any Spanish Latin soap opera actor that we got
ever.
Yeah,
for that.
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada. Yeah.
For that. And
now he's selling
Spock
riding
a motorcycle.
You know why? Because he brought in the American audience.
That's true.
I guess.
Yes.
But I never saw it, though.
Why else would he get paid all that money? He brought in an American audience who spoke Spanish.
He didn't even speak Spanish. You know, he had to read it lines.
You know, his actual name was Sebastian. He changed it.
Albert is the middle name.
No.
Albert Estrada.
Johnny changed his last name, but not really Roque.
It's Roque, right?
Really? You changed your name, too?
It's Roquero.
Your name is Felipe, right? You never change it, right? Did you ever thought about changing? Because I thought about it, but I was like, why?
Nah.
I mean, like, there's like, it's not, like, I'm not fooling anybody.
Should name yourself Ricky Ricardo, bro.
That I'll do, you know. I love
Bars
to be
is
that.
A good name. Strong name.
Yeah.
Bret Hart, bro. See? Strong.
Bro, it's tackled on.
No, but I never thought, I was like, man, should I be Frank Ramos?
Frankie Ramos,
but then I'm
should
like,
be Pancho.
Yeah, I was just going to say
Panchito Ramos.
No, but I mean, I have to like now wear a hat and, you know and like riding like on a horse or something. I don't know.
A sombrero was on.
I have to be like, he's like,
he was somebody backing up Eric Estrada over here, Culiacán over here.
Who did Francisco open for? Oh, that's
Hollywood loved Estrada because he appealed.
I also opened for Steve Trevino.
Yeah, so does everybody else on TV.
What?
I also did the first open for Steve Trevino in the beginning, too. And he took me a couple of times. Like, him and Sebastian were basically the two people that I kind of, when I first did my first rope spots, you know.
What was it like working with Trevino?
It was good. It was fun, you know.
Did you guys go to Texas?
No, it was mostly, like, shows, like, around, like, the one that I remember the most was the, what's it called? That casino in Temecula. Sorry.
Pachanga,
that one. Mm. So doing that.
Pachanga, yeah. Temecula. The
and
improv.
Then, and then that other, have you done that show called, and what is it? It's like The Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch?
No, that's a different
show. The show on Netflix, right?
The Ranch?
Ben Affleck?
No.
No, that's Ashton Kutcher.
No,
it's out in the desert?
Yeah, that show.
Is it Dee Burdett's show?
It's like a three-hour thing where they give you a steak or something like
that.
Yeah,
Dee hosting or
the ranch over there in the valley.
Yeah.
No, in the desert.
Newhall, right? The ranch.
It's like 3 hours
of a
drive.
It's like a coach house, right?
Yeah, it's like a big thing, and like there's no, it's like a military town or something, and like.
No, that's a place I went to.
It's like. It's like the high desert or something.
Yeah, where you have
it's like near the Eric Andre stuff, like when we went.
It's like Ridgecrest,
no, Pioneer Town,
China Lake,
something like that. Yeah,
Blythe.
Like this was one of the first ones that I headlined the first time. It was like 3 hours, and they pay you like $100, and I'm like, okay. And like, I was like, you really drive, and then like $100 and a steak. Those are the price. A steak. And you're like, I'm more fascinated about the steak than the $100.
I used to make books by whatever the food they had.
Really?
I used to book a gig, like, okay, I'm going to see that pay $50, but they have whack out burritos. I ain't going there.
You wanted to scrape. You want to scrape.
Great, bro.
You should open a scrape restaurant. It's all just
scrape. Let's see, man. Who's down for a scrape restaurant?
Like Chipotle, but people just, you line up and you see scrapes of stuff. You know what I mean?
I just scrape on the bottom, man. Bottoms.
This fool saying Ariana Grande is Latina and appeals to everyone? She's like, she says she's Italian.
But she looks Latina, though.
That's just because she tans.
No, but she's supposed to be Italian, right?
I always thought she was Latina, too.
Right?
She was marketed as Latina all the time.
Ariana Grande.
That's where the money is.
bullshit ass pop music.
Wait, did Steve ever tell from the story where pick up Bobby Lee from the airport? No, what happened?
It's another podcast, bro. You're asking people that aren't here, dog.
That was yesterday, bro. Yeah.
Who's Steve?
I don't know. Omar Gonzalez is hitting the pipe.
No, it might be Steve Trevino that I mentioned.
Oh, Steve Trevino. Oh, see, yeah. He's following the story.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know what happened.
So Chief never, he never told him a story, bro. He only worked with him one time.
A couple of times. Yeah. I wasn't.
How tall is Steve?
I was in Texas enough.
How tall is Steve Trevino without boots?
I don't know. He's
4'9".
Do you ever give him piggyback rides?
He's a little taller than Mencia.
He gave me a piggyback ride. He's strong. He's strong.
Yeah. He's a Texican.
He's 5'. No, he's like my height, maybe a little smaller.
Yeah. How tall are you?
5'9".
Oh, no.
No.
5'5".
Seems like 5'4".
Yeah, there you go.
All right, I'm sorry. I was just trying to be nice.
Take his clothes, too?
How tall are you, Johnny?
5'8".
You're 5'8"?
Wow, you're tall.
How tall is your hair?
It's 5'6".
Your hair is 6'5".
Shout out to Whataburger.
Oh, yeah, Texas.
Why? Whataburger.
I don't know. Why? What's up, fool? So what TV careers you been on? What TV shows?
So I've been on...
Steve Burns Show?
The Steve Burns Show? Which one? Oh, no, that one. No.
Trejo.
No, he was there. Lady Dynamite, I've been on there. I've been on Shameless. I've been on... There was the other one that I've been on. I forgot now. I'm going to be in this new one called Hentified.
Oh, yeah.
Orale.
All right.
So what do you play?
A cook.
When you tape?
Wednesday.
I tape tomorrow too, Doc.
Oh. I'm the Felix. I'm the Nicaraguan or Honduran cook.
I don't know, man, but I saw my clothes today. I guess I'm going to lose.
I went in today.
What are you playing?
No.
Bro, I went in there to look for my clothes. Uh-huh. And everything they had, I was already wearing.
That's hilarious. They're like, you're they perfect.
Have, what? You have fucking Birkenstocks? Real ones?
No, I'm
not. They have sweats, bro. Like, my wardrobe was sweats, ugly-ass hoodie, bro. So I have an ugly-ass hoodie like that, but mine says Joker on it.
I went in today. I just came in from the fitting. With a lady.
Big lady.
Yeah.
A big lady, all loud. Yeah, bro, it's funny, man. I was talking to a big lady, and Lisa, I don't know why she told her that, but she said, he has a plantar fasciitis. And she goes, oh, my God, those hurt.
I thought she was going to say, I got it, too.
She was asking why you wore those shoes. That was surprising her that you were wearing them.
That you were had plantar.
That he had Birkenstocks on.
But they were big, bro. Imagine her must have been in pain, man.
She said, those hurt like shit.
Yeah, no, I had plantar fasciitis. I used a sole.
You're next, bro.
How'd you get it,
dog? What?
How'd you get it?
Just
with your high heels or what? Yeah. Yeah. I got mine, bro.
Yeah.
No, she got hurt. No.
Oh, yeah, with these cross dressers.
My shoes were too big. And I was walking
like a high heel.
So I was walking like high heels.
You injured yourself hopping on something, dog.
Hopping on what?
I don't know. But you're
jumping off buildings? Starting to play.
He damaged his arch. So
walking on our floor, probably.
I think it must have been tennis for me. I would play tennis. So
that's something athletic.
Get rolled.
Fucking cable guy.
Get Dr. Rash.
You're not on a JRE, bro. You're not talking to Joe Rogan, bro.
Wow. So you're like Serena Williams, right?
Yeah.
If a Latino never can be happy for a Latino doing shit, huh? If you're gonna say, I stab people, orale, dog.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, it was too normal to say play tennis.
Mexican never believe shit,
I play tennis, but no, but I beat people whilst I play tennis.
That's ping pong, bro, or what?
Ping pong. I'm good at ping pong. Racquetball? Badminton?
Handball?
Badminton, man.
Handball. Lacrosse.
I used to play baseball. It was like a form of baseball. Back in Venezuela, we used a tennis ball, and we just had to, like, and it was, we played, it was like baseball, but in with the basketball court. So in order to, you had to hit the ball like this, and hit it on the
You guys were born.
It was a prison. It was a prison.
You got to plan to start doing daddy.
Yeah. Well, and then
playing highlight tennis.
Old boys school. It was highlight tennis.
Bro, I saw that game on fucking Harry Potter, bro. But they do it with broomsticks.
The Quidditch.
That's highlight.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's a mixture of a lot of games. That's a great game. That's what I loved about the ride at Universal.
That ride's fucking badass. It feels like you're
playing the game.
I bet you Universal Studios.
Yeah, that's what I imagined.
But nothing, I haven't been in a while.
You get on a broomstick, bro, and they're really flying around.
Yeah, it's a badass ride.
You got on once, and then they kicked you off the second time.
I went to Disney.
No, you didn't. It was the other one, the Harry Potter ride you put on.
I went to Disney.
Oh, that's right, it was.
Same thing.
That was the one.
That's where you got plantar.
Sorry, you went on once, they kicked you off the second time.
Why? Group.
Well, the thing
they race is so bad.
The thing wouldn't close. The thing wouldn't close on
the harder, but because of my torso.
But
they had to stop the ride.
Harry, we got a problem.
When they got me off the ride, I thought they were taking me to a ride that works. motherfucker, bro, was fucking.
They were taking you guys to like a test chair. Like, okay, so it's a big model chair in the hallway.
That was a test chair, bro.
It was a big model chair in the hallway.
It smelled like snacks.
Who's in the back? Who, Will Sasso?
It smelled like snacks.
It had punch on it, bro.
They kicked the wrong guy out. Sucker, I'm in the back.
That's hilarious.
But wait,
get out of here. No purpose.
No, so he had to sit in the test chair.
Wearing a fluffy shirt, bro.
That was so they could just get the ride going because they were on a schedule. You know, they didn't have time to mess with him. So they sent him out to the hallway. We're standing there, and then he's pulling it down, and it won't go. But it's not because he's fat, really. It's because of the height of his shoulders.
Yeah. My harness.
It was was hitting here. And he was like, well, I guess I'm too fat. Like, he was joking about it. Yeah. But it wouldn't close, and it was weird. And I was like, but you were on it, like, 6 months ago or whatever. Anyway, then they showed us the door.
That's hilarious.
We were gone.
Man, that's funny.
We were out on the street.
One thing that happened to me back in when me and my sister were, like, my parents left us in this theme park back in Venezuela. And they were in the roller coaster, and we're like, oh, like this. And then all of a sudden it got stopped. And then we hear, like, from in the whole fucking theme park, you go, Los hermanos Ramos, por favor, vayan a la entrada. My parents were fucking calling, and we're like, oh, my God.
And
like,
they stopped the ride
They stopped the ride, and we had to, like, get down of the ride because I was like, my parents were calling us because they went to pick us up. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, you know, when you're like here, you're like embarrassed. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, nobody
how dare you?
But I went to Disneyland like a couple of, like a year and a half ago or something. And my first time I did it with, I had an edible. And it was a much better experience, I have to say. It was fun. Like, I'm not a big weed guy, but like.
You're a little weak guy.
What? I'm a little weak guy. I'm
a 5'9" weak guy.
But an edible on Space Mountain would be the shit.
That's what I did. It was awesome. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, you know, you're like fucking like the cold wind.
You start getting hot, bro. You start noticing, like, the edible start hitting me, man. I don't like feeling hot. I start feeling hot all of a sudden. I don't know what's going on, man.
It sucks when you're like,
someone dose me.
They're throwing little kids food.
It sucks because it never stops. It's like it just keeps going. Like all of a sudden you're like,
you
I think I'm done.
It.
And then you're like, what
I
the
hate
fuck?
When you burn off, you're like,
I'm back.
I know. It's like, well, I think it's done. Whoa, shit again. It's like, I don't like
it. Jeremiah down there.
Jeremiah Delgado, what's up, fool?
He's tall enough to ride.
I've been on Angel. Line. Well, we sent Angel, my brother, that package, and that package came back 2 months later. So I don't know what happened.
Took 3 months to get back home. No,
my brother Angel,
wrong address,
or something. Nobody
has
this address.
Where?
But Angel sent it to him. I copied it from the message. Like.
You know, he never got the package.
I know.
I'm like, dude, that's
so
the
now
last
I,
time
now
you
I
get
got a
clothes,
box
dog.
Of donations.
Why is your name Jeremiah?
Yeah, where can people follow you at?
We can follow me on Twitter at Francisco Ramos, or Americans at Francisco Ramos.
Ramos.
Or on Instagram at F Ramos Comedy, F Ramos Comedy.
What's the craziest shit you've seen at the comedy store when it was empty? Besides me passed out on top of the piano.
Fuck. I've seen people, you know, people.
Fight?
You know, or fucking. Or, you know,
fans?
comics. And
yeah, who'd you see, bro?
Well, I mean, I don't like fans. To put up, you know.
You were there, bro, when Mike, when we have Mike Young here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were there. We talked about when Mike Young and I grew up on stage and blew him.
Yes.
You were there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was there.
So you were hanging around during the JoeRogan.net days?
The what? No, I wasn't there when he was there.
No, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, no. I was there. Like, I think I just started coming in when the whole thing happened with, like, Mencia. And then he was gone. And then I never...
What was the vibe after he left? No, that shit happened.
Fuck, I mean, like...
Thank God, the witch is dead.
Well, when I started working there, and, like, I started learning about everybody and stuff like that. So I didn't know the history or anything like that. But it was pretty... I mean, that shit was empty. It was like a whole... a ghost boat that's, mm-hmm. like, fucking, like, going on. And, like, seven nobody's fucking... And nobody knows who's running it. I mean, I literally, when I started working, they're like, oh, you're working. They gave me a shirt. And I'm like, all right.
White one or black one?
The black one. And then, like, what do I do? And I'm like... I had to, like, ask people what to do. Nobody told me what to fucking do. It was, like, a complete, like... You know, and then whenever you went up, it was like nobody was there. Everybody was just fucking around doing whatever the fuck they want. Mm-hmm. It was a complete mess. I mean,
people were doing coke too hard.
Oh yeah, I mean fucking coke, in weed, the and kitchen, everything. Man. It was like like selling right there in the parking lot.
I remember a dude would go and make runs, bro. Who wants them?
Yeah, yeah.
Give his money, and that fool would come back and give everybody some weak ass shit. But it was, and then there was always a party. No, the house that everybody
went
to.
Up there.
Did
you
go?
Yeah, I did.
With fucking Dougie?
Yeah.
You got Dougie points?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no.
The house had a video game.
Yeah. That was
and
fun.
The bathroom stuff were outside.
Yeah, that
you
was fun.
You were doing blow too?
No, I never did. No.
You were drinking though.
I'm telling you, I'm a little weak guy.
You were that sober vampire sleeping with drunk chicks.
Fucking Twilight.
Yeah. I never done a coke.
Interview with a vampire.
I think I'm too paranoid for that shit now. Like, I think.
How did you end up at the house? I'm gonna tell you. Did you go there?
No, because it was like I think when I was working or hanging out there, and they're like, there was actually happening.
There was
like,
that one dude that looked like
go up there.
There was that one dude, that crazy ass dude that looked like he looked like Bobcat Goldthwait, but he's not Bobcat Goldthwait.
The one that's like crazy, like yeah. wears the green suit.
Remember when Mitzi would have Charlie Chaplin hang out outside. And she would have the Charlie Chaplin lady hang out outside, really? Walking around, bro, for reals. And then that guy looked like Bobcat Goldthwait. I swear to God, I thought he was hanging
with the
out.
Green suit.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah. He still hangs out there.
Yeah,
you know.
Then there was that guy Johnny something that would give comedians odd jobs.
Yeah, no, I remember that guy, but like I know the green guy's still there. He's like a fucking he's like a schizophrenic guy.
No,
he just goes around, and all he would
white
do,
boy, right?
Yeah. And he would do is just be basically on Mondays. He would just go at the end when there's nobody there and fucking rant and do fucking crazy shit.
No, not talking about Robert Abadaya, not that guy.
Who
you talking about? Robert William Abadaya. That goes up late at night and rants. He wears like napkins in his head.
Yeah.
No, not that guy. That guy can't make no coke run.
Bag on his head.
That guy's weird, man.
We don't trust
that guy. Puts on. I don't know where he puts. He goes to the bathroom. He grabs all the napkins and he puts them under his collar.
And he's stuck into his head. He's like
anywhere.
It's going like
and then Robert Williams. But his jokes are on point. Like they're like topical jokes. For right now, except that this rambles.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is going to close the wall. What, you know? But then he has a punchline, but it's so the punchline is always clever, but it's too fast.
Yeah.
It's a witty, like he has witty jokes, but they're just not too fast. Back then, I remember, because like, Mitzi always had that dude's back. Like, no matter what,
really?
So the day he dies, he might have that spot still. I don't know if he still goes
up. Was he passed? Was he a regular?
He was always there, like, on Mondays. You know,
he would close out. Yeah. He was like a staple.
And he had his name on the wall somewhere.
Yeah, Robert Williams. Really? Abadaya.
What do you think it was about his comedy that she liked? Was it just the weirdness?
Probably
because
it was fresh. And it was just, you know, and then like, ooh, Donald Trump at the wall. Wah. And then he was doing it through a bed. They go, Robert Williams.
I don't know.
Weird. Ooh.
You know what that dude is?
Yeah.
All right.
Stream of consciousness.
People would fuck with him.
Was it?
We were
the
Dice Man, bro. And the Dice Man,
like
wheels.
It looks like my grandfather. Yeah.
There was another guy who was always
a fat fool, right?
No, it was good with glasses. He would just host. He was getting spots, and he talked like this, you know. He was like, but like back in the day, he was like very popular. But like he fucking
Frankie Carrasquillo.
No, no,
Puerto Rican
guy?
No. Juan Garcia.
He was like, he looked like he had glasses, like, oh, curly hair, like old, you know, he was like, talk like this, you know, when I was.
You were Godfrey.
No, no, no. But he was just like, he got very like, I think he was like back in the 80s, he was very popular, but he was always Charles so
Fleischer?
Fucked up.
Charles Fleischer.
He didn't have glasses.
He does the voice for.
No, no, I know, for like, no. Roger but he Rabbit. Was like, but apparently, like, he was so fucked up back in the day, like.
I was talking with a guy. Hey, you ever seen a guy with a wood chipper? That guy?
Maybe.
No, he didn't work. That's Alan Stevens.
Alan Stevens? No, not him.
But he would, like, apparently he would be so fucked up. People would be like, they would steal their spot. You know, be like,
oh, his spot.
People would be like, oh, you already went up. He's like, oh, okay. You know, and
he was that
and
fucked up.
He was so, like, he would showed up to the fucking store. And be like, oh, no, you already went up. And then they would fucking, like, because, again, back in the shit, that was, like, fucking, like... I mean, especially also people would charge... When I worked there, I don't know if you, like, people would charge for the seats. You pay for the seats and stuff like that. So, like, the main room, like, people would be like... I mean, I did that, too, where you'd be like, hey, if you want the VIP seat, you know...
That's how you make money, bro.
Yeah, that's how you do it. But, like... But apparently got crazy where people were, like... I think when one somebody was, like, very popular going up and they were, like, charging, like... 400, 500.
They would do that when, like, Chappelle would go there.
Some shit like that, where it was like, people were like, all right, enough. You're fucking going. You guys aren't going nuts. It's like, you know, because they were, like, just upping up the price just to fucking get anything, you know. You know,
they
it's
always,
crazy.
They always done that, eh?
Hmm? Like,
there was a guy that was a fan. He was trying to get into the show, to the Sam Tripoli show, but it was already sold out or it was filling up. And I see him, I'm trying to get to the show. I could get in. And I see that Samoan guy right there, the comedian.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they were
there. Yeah, that dude. They got a friend of mine, real good, man. If you really want to go to the show, talk to him right now. Pay him the money in cash. Tell him you want a good seat. Tell him you're my friend. So he went over there. That fool was like a baller.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to wait. He just took out and gave him out to the Samoan dude. Wow. And they got him in.
And then, wow.
You got to take care of these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, these guys, bro, like, when I come in, and I give that for a little 20, bro.
Yeah.
And let these two fools in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you give them a little tip whenever they park the cars. You know, a tip about, like, jokes, not money.
But. What's up, bro? We going to throw that jacket away now or what?
We got two more weeks left.
Why?
We were there, bro, and Eddie Griffin was doing 5 hours, huh?
The Little League jacket.
I wasn't there when that happened. He would do that shit?
The Dice Man, was, dude.
Yeah.
We'll do the Dice time. Man will be up there for 2 hours saying a geesh.
That's nuts. 5 hours? Right. Like, to me, that's crazy.
Got the hole by the back of the neck, right? At the geesh!
For an hour, bro. Huh.
That's nuts.
One thing he kept going, a geesh. Give me one more, a geesh.
Right.
Fuck.
Wheels Parisi.
He got mad at the other day, or I saw something on Instagram. He started getting mad at Sebastian. Because apparently.
Where's Sebastian, bro? Be clear.
Okay, not Albert.
Italian Sebastian.
Maniscalco. Because apparently he was like going, like writing on his Instagram. He's like, you stole my essence, you stole my act.
What?
Yeah.
Who stole whose essence?
Oh, Dice.
But dude, Dice is Jewish.
Dice is saying that about Sebastian.
I know. Sebastian's Italian. Yeah, yeah.
And Sebastian didn't answer back, but and then
he's a classy dude.
Yeah, but he was going
so not like Dice's Gene, if we want to be honest about it.
Listen to me, man. I never seen Sebastian do a fucking nursery rhyme, eh?
Satina have seen, you know.
Albert.
I'm going to call him Albert next time I see him.
He'll probably take a double take on, who told you that?
How about the only person that was headlining was Brian Holtzman back then.
Oh, yeah.
And he was partying back then.
Really?
What happened to Johnny Statue, bro? Kicked him out of the comedy store.
I kicked him out?
Yeah.
Well, per term, it was only one Latino allowed.
Especially one 5'9 Latino.
Yeah. He was
like,
look at no, Johnny's 5'6. Five,
no, I don't know what. I mean, no.
What happened to that comedian, bro? I partied for two nights straight. Peanut.
PJ?
PJ.
Oh, he's
back at
Detroit
home, right?
Detroit or something.
Yeah, Pennsylvania or something.
They moved back with his parents or something, or back where they were.
Yeah. He went to Vegas first, and when I heard that he was going to Vegas, I was like, okay, he's gonna die, because I thought I really thought he was gonna, like, because every time he was every night he was there fucking
hanging out with Davey,
hanging and fucking drinking, and you could tell he was fucking old. I'm like, it's like, how do you fucking alive like every fucking day? It's like
life, man.
I know.
And Felipe came over and tried to kill me.
But he was when he moved to Vegas.
I partied with him, little Dave, and I can't believe those fools have to get up and go to work. I'm like, really? I'll go with you. So I was partying with PJ. I don't know. I don't know what day it was, but I kept partying with PJ, and then he said, I have to go to work. I'll go with you. So I went over there all beat up, bro. Like, beamed up, bro. Trying to be friends with everybody. Then I still went to his house afterwards.
To keep partying? Wait, where did he work?
I didn't have no job.
All right, he worked.
He went to the comedy store door.
Okay.
So you just hung out while he's...
Yeah, I stood in a little lobby getting free
drinks.
I don't know
if you're going to call the comedy store work.
That's what I was going to say. You're asking what to do. And you're asking, what do I do? What's my role? And they're probably like, this is just to get spots.
I know. That's
pretty much
it.
This is just a formality.
The only job was literally to show up. Yeah. That's it. Like, if you show up on time, that's it. Because anything else you could, do, you didn't have to do anything.
You put the name on the marquee, I guess, huh?
Somebody I did has to that. Do that. I remember I did that when I was raining. I remember going
I hate those names.
Doing those names. And I forget the names, but it was like, remember Doc was like holding, Doc?
Yeah.
He was holding the thing. And I'm like, what the? And it's raining, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And I'm like, fuck, I went to college, and now I'm doing this shit. I
was like, the Sunday spot's not worth it.
I was like, is this real?
Bro, the opposite, bro. If you didn't go to college, man, I'd be up to man. I should have went to college.
You're both having the same thought.
Yeah, I know, it's the same thought. Well, it was me and Doc. We look at each other and just locked eyes.
Was Chewy working there back then?
No. I mean, I know he would hang out, but he wasn't working at that time when I was working there. Yeah. No, I started going there 2007, 2008 and worked there for 2 years, and that's it. So.
You still have family in Venezuela?
I have family with Venezuela. No, yeah, no, I do.
In Venezuela?
Yeah. My mom is there.
Are they affected by the stuff going on? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, everybody is. People? Everybody is. I mean, the thing is, it's funny. It's like, I think with Latin culture, it's like, or especially in Venezuela, it's like you grew up with, everything always being so fucked up, you get used to it. Mm-hmm. Even though if it gets more fucked up, it's like, well, you just have to keep going. And keep. Mm-hmm. So, everybody's affected by it. I have a buddy of mine he was telling me that his mom didn't have electricity, hasn't had electricity for a week, stuff like that. So it's kind of so everybody's affected. I mean, right now, luckily, my family, they're doing fine, with however everything is, but it's completely, fucked up. It's a thing where, you're waiting to see what happens. Hopefully the government, gets fucked up out of, the bad government, and then the new one comes in, because that's what people understand. The guy who's proclaimed himself president.
Guaido,
yeah. He's actually doing it in a legal way.
Right.
People think he's just no. Constitutionally, it says if he's let's say the Speaker of the House, and he's saying if the government, let's say Trump is illegitimate, then he's not the president, not the vice president, so now the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. Because this guy,
so
they all cheated.
In line for it.
Yeah. Then. So and he doesn't even want to, he wants to take, they want these people to leave, and then he's going to become the president, and then he's going to have general elections, and then people can vote for whoever they want. And he's not going to become president. I don't think he even will run, but he just wants everybody to, because that's a narco state. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Those guys are protected by the narcos, by the all, if it's Colombia or, and Cubans too. The Cuban government has basically infiltrated the Venezuelan government, and they're there. So.
Somebody told me that when I did my Honda Fit commercial, the actor in my show, the commercial, he was in that show Empire. He's from Venezuela too.
Oh, really?
He was the boyfriend of the guy Justin.
Jussie Smollett.
Latino Smollett. Boyfriend in the first two seasons.
Did he get beat? Did he beat him up too?
Actually,
allegedly,
he got beat up.
That ass up.
When we were doing a commercial, he was talking about that. He also said that the Cubans infiltrated that Venezuela years ago.
Oh, years ago.
They have plants. They have doctors there ready.
They're fucking. I mean, the thing is, I believe that fucking Chavez, when they started talking to Fidel Castro, I think Fidel Castro told him, hey, man, you can do the same thing that I've done here for 50 years. Because I think the Venezuelan Cubans, they have that same kind of type of personality of a. They're pacifists. They don't. Venezuelan people don't like to create trouble. They don't want to fight. They just want to party. They just want to have fun, whatever. So it's like those are easier people that you can control. You know what I mean? So you give them something, people don't, whatever. It's like we'll do this. So I think that's what happened. Now it's infiltrated into they're the ones who control and telling them, hey, do this. Like this whole taking the electricity away and all that shit, that's a way to, it's kind of like an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, if I hit you all the time, like, you know, and then all of a sudden I don't hit you, it's like, well, he didn't hit me today, you know, and it's that shit. It's like, well, we finally got electricity. It's like, no, you're supposed to fucking have electricity all the time. You know what I mean?
And who took the electricity?
The what?
Who took the electricity?
The Maduro regime?
No, yeah, it's not like they're not, it's like they because they stole all the money. Yeah. They stole the stuff. The fucking plants don't fucking work. Mm-hmm. And all the money that should have stolen. And there's also these other rich motherfuckers who are called bolichicos, who are these fucking assholes. They're like five or six Venezuelan like guys that went to college. They went to they studied in the U.S. and all this shit. And they did this business with the government to buy plants for electricity for Venezuela. But they went to China. They bought cheap plants that don't work. And they fucking, let's say, they pay them like a billion, like trillions of dollars. They got it, and they only pay like 100 million or whatever. And they fucking stole that money. And those old motherfuckers are in fucking Spain. They're all fucking, and those assholes basically, again, they
living it up.
Living it up, and they're just fucking just pieces of shit, you know. Those guys are fucking like, I mean, hopefully more people are getting their names out so fucking nobody, you know, they can deport them and not do fucking all this shit.
And from what you know, are the people with Maduro or no?
No, I think it's all bullshit. It's all like when he puts all his shit out, it's like, let's say propaganda. 10% people, you know. But 90% of people, it's all propaganda. It's all videos. It's all fucking shit that they put up. It's like, it's all bullshit. And then what they do is like they make you, they pay you. They're like, do it or I'm going to fucking fire you. Or do it, I'm going to arrest you. You know, so like, and they put a little video of people here, like celebrating whatever. No, it's all bullshit. Nobody's there. Even the people that I'm not saying before, back in, when Chavez was and stuff like that, he did have support. Of course he did. But now, no, nobody wants that motherfucker. You know, they just, you know, the whole point. And the thing is, like, the only thing that has them in control is because they have the army,
the military.
Yeah. That's it. That's the only way. And once, but if they, and the thing is, like, everybody's connected, so it's like they can't fucking leave. Because if they leave, they will get arrested or they will not, you know what I mean? So they have to kind of like, so either they go out, you know, hopefully, you know, that's what I'm saying. Hopefully somebody, the U.S. comes in and stuff like that, and just, you know, it's hard because you want, like.
Do you think that would be a good thing for the U.S. to come in? I don't think.
I mean,
haven't they messed up enough stuff down there?
I know, that's the thing. It's like people say that, but like, and I saw how what they've done in the Middle East, but it's like at this time, it's like, yeah, I want them to come in and get rid of these motherfuckers. Yeah,
but Venezuela also has oil.
So. I know, no. Yeah. But yeah, but China's there and Russia's there.
We have a double interest.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, and of course.
That's weird to me, China and Russia.
Russia's there too. You
like
know?
Hard.
Yeah, and to me, that's a scary part. Like, let's say
Russia's too many places.
To me, that's the way that a fucking world war starts. That's how Poland, you know, start. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that's the excuse for everybody to fight.
Here's
the
bolichicos.
Bolichicos, yeah, there it is.
Are the term describing the new bourgeois created by the Venezuelan government of Hugo Chavez and Chavismo, made up of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Who became rich under the Chavez administration. The term was coined by journalist Juan Carlos Zapata to define the oligarchy that has developed under the protection of the Chavez government. Corruption among the Boligueses and Chavez administration. Zapata have moved billions of dollars with the complicity of public officials, with some becoming rich under the guise of socialism. Henry Ramos, you related that fool? Henry Ramos, a leader of the opposition party Democratic Action, has said corruption in the financial industry and other sectors of Venezuela is tied to government officials of the Chavez administration. Following the death of Chavez, the Boligüese became more powerful and held more influence over Venezuela during the presidency of Nicolas Maduro.
Yeah.
So all the fools, he's just a puppet. He's just like...
Maduro is a puppet.
But the other fools are big-time money guys, huh?
Yeah. No,
they also say about that other guy, though, that he's a puppet of the U.S.
Who? Guaido.
Yeah.
Nah. Well, I mean, look... Fuck it. I mean,
it's like, get a good
the
puppet.
The devil, you know.
Little puppet.
Little puppet.
You know.
Hey, little wee puppet, man. No, I mean, I. To me, it's like, look, it's just like, obviously, it's like, the only thing is like, what this guy's doing good is that he wants to get rid of these guys and establish what was the normal democracy, what it is, you know, and having fucking, you know, the thing is like, What I don't understand is, like, these motherfuckers, they say that, hey, no, we're again, we're doing all this shit. It's like the government, the country's worse than what it was. That's pretty much, that's the reality of it. It's like after 20 years, it's worse. That's it. So it's like, it's your fault. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter what your bullshit or like whatever. Like, no, it's worse. So get the fuck out of there and let's go back to
what it worked.
But nobody wants to give up power. And the other thing is, if they send the U.S., they're going to kill people. They're going to blow up buildings.
That's what my scare, you know? Like, I don't want fucking. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You don't want that, you know?
Cleanse and redevelop.
We're not. We don't have a lot of finesse when we go into countries.
Did you see that Vice movie? Vice?
Badass movie, huh?
Oh,
you
Vice. Yeah, we did see Vice. That's great.
Like, that's the scary part where, like, guys like Dick Cheney going, like, go and fucking put a bomb there, you know? Yeah. Like, they don't give a shit. You know, they just want, let's get that oil or whatever. You know what I mean?
They don't see it as a bunch of people live here or anything like
no,
that.
Not at all. It's like, man, that was a fucking good movie.
So like Chavez, then, he really wasn't about the socialist ideal then, huh? I thought he came in that way. Like, he was indigenous and he was for the people.
Yeah, no, he was. And I think.
But the people under him, huh?
I think he had that idea, and that's why a lot of people voted for him.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, but I think, yeah, like everything, you know, you get corrupt with power, and then other people come in and start.
But
doing
he came in through the military as well.
Oh no, yeah, no, he was. I was there. He actually did a coup to the government. I was there.
Who, Maduro?
No, Chavez. I was there. Power. It was in '89. I remember. I was in my apartment, and my dad was like, "We were putting the Christmas tree." And all of a sudden, we hear like
celebration,
like, no, planes going like
for real.
And my dad fucking grabbed me and like, it's like, get down, you know, and like shit like that, you
get
know.
Down.
Like, and that was like that was when Chavez fucking did, you know, didn't succeed. Jeez. And there was there's actually this video on YouTube where like when he's getting interviewed, when he gets arrested, he goes like, "Hey, comrades, we lost, you know, give up your arms. I you know, but don't worry, I'll be back." And he says that shit, and he motherfucker, you know. And the stupid thing is that this president actually pardoned him when he was allowed to fucking run for president, and then he did all this shit. And
same thing Castro did over there; they threw his ass in jail. Yeah.
And Hitler,
same thing,
same shit.
And Trump,
history.
And let me tell you, this guy Chavez is like any fucking big historical leader. The charisma was fucking like no, like crazy. Yeah. Like you could have gone like fuck Chavez. You had lunch with him, and at the end you're like, yeah, Chavez. I mean, he was like, you know. And I bet Trump is like that too. Uh-huh. I bet he's like that.
Charisma.
I bet like that. Like I bet you're like, yeah, fuck toast. Trump, and then you hang with him, and he's like,
give you a couple of hoes, huh?
Yeah, all those guys have that shit.
You sell Toby a blue shirt.
I don't wear blue.
Did you see he's gonna give the medal of Medal of Freedom to Tiger Woods? He just said that. Oh, he tweeted that.
They're gonna go get some hoes.
I
right
mean,
after too.
That's like such a like, hey, can you be my friend and play golf with me?
Yeah, he went to a golf buddy. Yeah. Famous one. All right, let's wrap it up.
Show's coming up.
Man, yeah, I do. I have a Tampa. I'm headlining the Tampa Improv.
What's up?
Yeah.
Go to King Corona, right? King Corona, they have good cigar. Well, they don't have the good, you know, I don't like cigar, but they have good ass coffee right there.
Really?
The closest you come to Cuban coffee.
Really? Okay.
King Corona, right next door, they have a thing called La Faraona.
Faraona.
And they sell cigars there, and there's an old man there. He's from Venezuela, huh?
I don't know.
There's a lot of,
The food, the Viagras?
Yeah, El Chapo.
El Chapo? No, El Chapo?
Yeah, they call him El Chapo de Tampa. Ybor City, baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, May 2nd, I'm headlining the Tampa Improv, and then I'm doing the...
Jeremiah's going to come see you. He just said, see you in Tampa.
Oh, awesome. Hey, tell people, man. He called the Jeff... thank you, Jeremiah. See you in Tampa. Good night, everybody. Now he's leaving.
Would you go mouth is watering, as I said.
Yeah, so, yeah, please check that out. That'll be fun, man, if people can come to that.
We can find you at...
At F Ramos Comedy on Instagram, Francisco Ramos Twitter, and FranciscoERamos.com. That's my
What's website. Up, Johnny Rocky? What are you doing, man?
I'm at Skip Town tomorrow, then I'm with you in Tacoma.
Nice.
May 14th, Viva Los Jokes, Riverside.
What's up, fool? We were going to talk about it, man. We had an awesome show, man. Marcho Rizzo killed it in Spanish.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. He's a beast.
He found his new career.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. He probably got to head
great.
That show.
I always liked him, man, since I met him. I mean, like, awesome, he's such a great guy.
Don't forget, man. April 24th, I'm doing a Kevin and Beans April Foolishness show at the Microsoft Center. April 26th, Los Angeles. Albuquerque, April 27th, Isleta Casino. Lincoln, California, May 4th at Thunder Valley Casino. Irvine, California, May 23rd to the 26th, people.
Nice.
What's up, Food Podcast? Thank you for those $2.
Hi.
What's up, Food? Thank you for being a guest.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having me.